And we're going to talk domestic politics now. Joining me, our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, let's begin with this online safety summit that's happening today. What does it involve?
This involves the Taoiseach and ministers speaking to the country's regulators, I suppose in particular Commissioner the Man, but others too, like the Electoral Commission and the Consumer and Competition Authority. And along with that, the guards too will be there. And the purpose is to ensure that the new regulations and laws that are in place around ensuring online safety, that they are being implemented, and the government offering support to the regulators and to the Gardaí to make sure that they are not alone in this country. But I suppose this has many aspects that go out at EU level as well. Speaking before the meeting, Simon Harris saying that he wants to send out a message that the laws of the land have to be applied online as well. And as well as today's meeting, there's likely to be further discussions with representatives of children as well and vulnerable groups as to how online safety has progressed or not since those new codes have been put in place.
And in other matters, and then they were 17, Micheál. Damien English, the latest Fine Gael TD, not to put his name forward for re-election.
It's not entirely unexpected, Áine, but it is significant. And it does bring that number up to 17, as you say. 35 Fine Gael TDs elected in 2020, 17 depart. A lot of them, in political terms, viewed as quite young. And it is surprising, perhaps, that that trend started and continued all the way to last night now with Damien English's announcement. He said that he enjoyed his time in politics, but it was time to pass on the baton, as it were, to a new generation of talented politicians. What it does show, though, is that while Fine Gael does have many candidates chosen now, well over 50, many of them are new candidates. And I suppose that does raise the calculation then. Does it have to be made? Do they need more time to get ready for a general election? Or will it be a wave or a momentum behind the party that will ultimately get them over the line? There is that rule in politics that when it comes to winning seats and holding seats, incumbency is indisputably an important thing. And Fine Gael, despite the advantages that the opinion polls are suggesting, are weak on that front at the moment.
Yes, and as you say, the latest polls looking good for Fine Gael, another one in the Irish Times today. And this question of when the general election will happen, the main talking point in Leinster House. Now, obviously, there's been a lot of speculation, Micheál, because the budget is earlier than usual this week. But what about the votes on the finance bills? And what would that suggest about the timing of the election?
Yeah, if you look at the votes on the finance bill, as things stand, what the finance committee was told yesterday seems to be running along normal lines. There doesn't appear to be any haste in it whatsoever. The budget on the 1st of October, and then a bit of a gap, the kind of traditional period before the finance bill is published. That's the 10th of October. And then it will be 6 o'clock on the 5th of November before the committee stage of the finance bill, that piece of legislation that underpins the budget, goes into the committee rooms to be scrutinised. And that's going to run for that week, up to the 7th of November. And then the question is, could it be guillotines? Are there any plans to shorten and hasten the passage of that legislation? Government insisting at the moment there is no such plan. If things run to that particular pattern, well then it would seem that a November election is unlikely. But of course, things can always change. But the official word and the official tracks that have been set down for this Dáil term at the moment don't suggest an election, notwithstanding the fever pitch sense that was pervading around Leinster House yesterday, with a majority of TDs that I spoke to eager to get on the road and start an election campaign.
The Ciarán Cóirle, by the way, just as the Dáil was reopening, he made a point, didn't he, of talking about the bike shed controversy over the cost involved.
He did. Very strong words from the Ciarán Cóirle, saying it was a profound embarrassment. The public were justifiably angry, and how nobody could understand how that bike shed cost €336,000. He said that the chairperson of the OPW will go before the Oireachtas Commission. That's the commission that's led by the Ciarán Cóirle, to answer questions about it all. I think that's going to happen next week. The big question that Seán O'Farrell had was, how was the value for money test not applied when the price of the shed became clear? That seems to be the key thing. He also vowed that there would never be a repeat of such an unwarranted spending of taxpayers' money.
Micheál Lehane, thank you for that. The time now, 24 minutes past 7.